I was jealous and angry. I really wanted to be happy for my friend. She had been through so much recently and she absolutely needed a break, needed something to go her way. I really wanted to be happy for her, but I also wanted to be happy for myself too. I wanted to be the one to have good news to share with other people. I wanted a victory and an end to the pain and the suffering that defined my life for the past 2 and 3 years. I wanted to just be happy for my friend, but I couldn't shake the feeling that it should have been me. When is it my turn? I realized that I was disappointed, and I had no idea how to handle my disappointment in God as a Christian. So I want to talk to you about that today on the podcast. Welcome to Hope for the Weary Christian Woman. I'm so glad you're here. Have you struggled with feelings of anxiety, panic, fear, and despair because life is just too hard? Are you tired of feeling like you're desperately trying to claw your way out of a pit of hopelessness? Do you want a relationship with God that is deep, real, and intimate? Something to give you the hope that you need to keep trusting God? Well, take a deep breath. I got you. If you're struggling to trust God because life is so stinking hard, if you feel like there's no hope, no way out, and no point in even praying about it anymore, if you are weary from the struggle and trying to do all the things and just want something to go right in your life, or at least for it not to get worse, this is the podcast for you. I want you to know that as long as God is on the throne, it's not time to throw in the towel. There is hope and rest for your weary heart, even when everything in your life is going wrong. How do I know that? Because I found it. Hey there, I'm Latoya Edwards, and I'm no stranger to hard times. But after walking through decades of hard times, I was so weary in my soul, and I felt like I was trapped in a pit of despair. I was frustrated, angry, and hopeless, and I was tired of waiting on God. I was overwhelmed, burnt out, and spiritually exhausted. Turns out, that's exactly where I needed to be to hear from God. During a season of forced rest, I learned more about my identity in Christ and how I was created to connect with Him. And then I was able to start my journey that led from a soul full of despair to being able to say, "It is well with my soul." And I even learned how to enjoy life and dream again despite the difficult circumstances of my life. And guess what? You can too. You can find the strength you need to keep going even when things continue to get worse. The peace you need in your mind to stop being overwhelmed with negative thoughts and emotions. You don't have to stay weary. If that sounds like something you need, you're in the right place. I can't wait to help you find renewed faith, a peace-filled mind, and restored hope. Let's get to work. So what are you supposed to do when somebody else, especially somebody close to you, gets the blessing that you've been praying for so long? Like, how can you rejoice with your friends and with your brothers and sisters in Christ over like their freedom, their success, you know, their praise reports? How can you do that even when you're still struggling? Okay, so I'm going to be really honest with you about why I think we struggle with disappointment. So for me, I think deep down, the real thing that I was struggling with was feeling like I'd been passed over, right? That somehow my prayers weren't heard or they were being ignored. Like, Lord, like I'm hurting. I'm in pain. Like, I just want this to end. Like, don't you see me? Like, how much longer am I going to have to wait and sit here and watch you do things for everybody else? Like, don't you love me? Don't you care about me? And I know that this is true for so many of us. It is so hard, right? When you're going through things that are taking a long time, that are really difficult, that are just so painful, and we're human. And so we want that to end because it doesn't feel good. And it can be really tempting to be jealous and angry and frustrated and all those things when we look around and it seems like God is doing things for everybody else except for us. Now, I'm going to go ahead and let you know that there was a happy ending to the story that I shared at the beginning of the podcast. I was able to truly be happy for my friend, but I had to take some time, do some soul searching, do some mindset work, because like my mind and my heart, they weren't in the right place. I wasn't focusing on the right thing. But eventually, I worked through all that and I was able to rejoice with her and be happy with her and celebrate with her. So that story does have a happy ending. And I wanted to talk today just about disappointment. So first, I want to start off by saying disappointment is not a sin, okay? I talk about this a lot. Like, your feelings and your emotions in and of themselves are not sinful, right? It's not sinful to be disappointed because things aren't going the way you want them to. That's normal, right? God's not looking at you and going, "Oh, you're disappointed? Well, let me punish you." Absolutely not. It's just a feeling. It's just an emotion. And it's usually tied to a thought, right? Like I shared before, like my thought was that I've been passed over. So I was feeling disappointed because I felt like God was passing. I believed he passed me over. And I had to deal with that emotion, right, of being disappointed. I had to address that thought of I'm being passed over. I had to take all of that stuff and rein it in and find the actual truth and then renew my mind till I believed the truth. And then that emotion also changed. Like I no longer felt disappointed. I was able to feel just a gratitude and happiness for my friend. And you can do the same thing. We're going to talk about that today. So I wanted to start with talking a little bit about like why. Why do we feel disappointed? And so Philip Yancey has a book that he talks about this as well. And he talks about three questions, okay? So the three questions that he talks about is God unfair? Is God silent? And is God hidden? So I haven't read the book yet, but I thought, wow, like these are so powerful. What powerful questions to think about and to ask yourself when you're feeling disappointed. And when I look back at my experience and the thought that I was having, like I actually was believing two of these, right? I thought God was being unfair and I thought he was being silent, that he was, you know, picking her over me and that he just wasn't talking to me or doing anything for me because like he didn't care. And so these are things that you have to think of. Like you really want to get down to the why. Why are you experiencing the feeling that you are feeling? Because when you know the why, then you can actually begin to change and make different choices, right? Instead of feeling disappointed, I chose to feel happy and have gratitude for my friend. But we can't do that if we don't understand why we're feeling that way in the first place. Okay. And so is God unfair? Like, does God pick one person over the other? Is God unjust? And scripture tells us that no, he's not. He is a just God. And so, yes, it is so tempting to think, God, like it's so unfair. It's not fair. But we don't know everything. We don't have the full picture. We don't know all the pieces to the puzzle. And I will tell you, for my friend, like in that moment where I was like pouting because like she got some good news and I got like terrible news, her situation ended up being a lot harder and a lot longer than mine was in that moment. And like God knew that that was exactly what she needed. She needed to have that, you know, blessing, that win, you know, if you want to call it that, because she had a long way to go and she needed to have some encouragement, like something go her way, because it was going to take a really, really long time and be really difficult, you know, for the rest of her process. My stuff wrapped up shortly after I was having my little pity party. But I didn't know that. Only God knew that. Is God silent? So this is a question that I hear so often, like, is God just not talking to me? Like he's just not answering my prayers. I don't hear his voice. And this can be so hard when you feel this way because, right, you feel ignored, you feel abandoned, you feel passed over. And so we have to continue to remind ourselves that God, he speaks, right? We are able to hear his voice. And if you are not, if you feel like God is being silent, it might be a few things, right? It could be that he's already kind of spoken to you. He's already given you an answer and like you're asking him a question that he already answered. And he just is like, I only have this one thing to tell you right now. Like this is the one thing that you need right now. And God doesn't usually like tell us something else or give us something new until we like listen and take action to whatever the thing was that he told us the first time. Okay. Because that would be overwhelming. And often we have to do the first thing in order for the next thing to even be possible or make any sense. I hope you follow that. Okay. But also, sometimes we just our ears aren't tuned properly to the voice of God. We have already made up our minds on what we want to see and what he's going to say. And when we don't get that, we say, he's silent. He's not talking to us. He's not talking to me. You know, he doesn't hear my prayers. He doesn't care. So always check yourself. And be like, okay, is God really being silent? Because if he is, I'm confident that there's a reason for that. And it just might be a season where you've got to wait. But I think most often than not, it's not that God is silent. It's that we aren't listening in a way that's going to keep our ears and our hearts sensitive to the still small voice of the Holy Spirit. Okay. And then the third question is God hidden, right? Is God just keeping himself from us? Is he distancing, you know, himself from us? You know, is he doing that to you in your pain? And I think like, no, like God is not hiding. He's not like keeping himself from you. He is with us. He is with us everywhere all the time, no matter where you are, no matter what's going on, he's always there. You know, we remember that with Jesus. Emmanuel means God is with us. Like, God is an ever-present help. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. Even though when things are really, really hard, it feels that way. So the point that I'm really trying to get here is to the best you can to identify why you feel disappointed, right? Because it's probably not disappointment that you're feeling, right? It might be that you're feeling, you know, abandoned or ignored, right? Or forgotten. So the best that you can, try to figure out what it is that you're feeling, right? In that disappointment that you're experiencing. And so now I'm going to look at, like, so how do we deal with our disappointment? What do we do, right? So I'm disappointed because of whatever the reason is. Now what? And there are a couple of things that you can do that can help you process through your disappointment, you know, work through those emotions, deal with those thoughts and beliefs, and find some peace. Because we all want some peace. So the first thing that I want to remind you, and I've already hinted at this, is that God is sovereign. So when you are feeling disappointed, remind yourself that God is sovereign. He's always in control, no matter what is going on. When things don't go the way you want them to, right? It's easy to think, well, God's holding out. I thought that too. Like, that was my belief. Like, God is just holding out on me. He could do it. I know he could. He's just choosing not to because he's just mean. And that's not the truth, right? That's a lie. So knowing that God is sovereign, knowing that he is in control of all things, knowing that he is the source of everything that you and I need should be a source of comfort, okay? Because he knows exactly what you need and he knows how to get it to you. And if he hasn't sent it to you yet, it's either because you're not ready for it or you don't need it, right? Like, what you think you need isn't exactly what you need. Or there's just other things going on. We have no way of knowing the full picture, but we should be able to find comfort and trust the knowledge that God is sovereign, that he is in control, that there's nothing going on that he's not aware of. And that if we can just learn to wait, if we can be patient, if we can wait on him, you know, things will be made clearer as time goes. I know that that's easier said than done, but I've been there. So if you're struggling with that, take my word for it. It is better knowing that God is in control. So the second thing is to take your feelings to God, okay? So I'm really big around here on feeling your feels, okay? Feel all the feels whenever you're feeling them. Sit down with them. Be uncomfortable with them. Wrestle with them, but feel them, okay? Because we have to learn how to manage our feelings, right? They are telling you something. Your feelings are giving you information about something that's going on in your heart, in your mind, in situation, in your environment. So once you're feeling your feelings, take them to God, okay? Is it 1 Peter, 2 Peter, right? Cast your cares upon the Lord because he cares for you. Take everything that you're feeling to God. This is what I did. I sat down and I was like, Lord, I'm disappointed, right? I'm looking at my friend and she's got all this stuff going on. And what about me? What gives, right? I took my hurt. I took my confusion. I took my frustration. I took my questions to God. This is what he wants us to do. He wants to hear from you. He wants to know everything that you're feeling, everything that you're thinking, everything that you want, whatever you're mad about, frustrated about. He wants it all. He can take it all. Remember, he's God. He's sovereign, right? That was our first point. So he already knows. And so you're not telling God for his sake because he already knows. You're telling him for your sake because you can then take that burden that you're carrying around and set it at the feet of the cross, right? Set it at the throne. And leave it there, okay? Get it all out of your head. Get it all out of your heart. Give it to God and leave it there. Because once you give that over to God and you're not spending energy thinking about it and going around and around and around and around, you are going to feel better. Just that simple act of giving it over to God is going to help you feel better. Now, the way that I do that is with journaling, okay? I will just grab my journal and sit down and dump it all out onto the pages of my journal. All my feelings, all my thoughts, all the things, okay? And I do that because once it's out of my head and on the page, I can deal with it, right? I can see what those emotions are. I can see what those thoughts are, and I can do something about them. That's also why I tend to not want to journal them out because, like, once it's in black and white, it's not going anywhere. But if you have that same struggle, get over that and just find whatever way you can. Talk it out, write it out, sing it out, run it out, whatever you have to do. But get it out of your head, get it out of your heart, and give it to God so that you can begin to work on those things. So number three is to begin to practice gratitude. I know, have an attitude of gratitude. It's kind of like a little buzzword in the Christian community, but it's so true. Okay. Listen, during this season of my life, a friend of mine invited me to be a part of a gratitude email accountability group. So every day we would email the group a list of things that we were grateful for that day. And when I first got started, I was really skeptical because I was like, I'm not into this gratitude thing. I don't know how this is going to be helpful. And like, it was a little overwhelming. And sometimes I felt like I didn't have anything to be grateful for about. So I'd be like, oh, well, I'm grateful for my kid and I'm grateful that I have shoes. And I'm grateful that, you know, I had food. Like I felt like I was grasping at straws. But as I continued the practice and the discipline of looking for the good things in my life, looking for the things that blessed me, that encouraged me, slowly my mind and my attitude began to shift. And instead of focusing on all the ick that was going on, I was able to focus on the good things. And eventually, right, I was able to train my mind to focus more on God and His goodness than on the actual pain and hard stuff that was going on in my life. And that alone also gave me so much peace and so much comfort to keep going. And then the final thing is I want you to just keep praying. I feel like we don't pray enough, okay? Just keep praying. Pray all the time. Pray without ceasing. Pray when things are going well. Pray when things aren't going well. Pray when you're happy. Pray when you're sad. Just keep talking to God. Keep going to Him. Keep listening for His voice. Keep sharing your life, sharing your journey with Him, and listening to what it is that He wants to speak to you and to share to your heart, because being connected to God is really the only way to have that peace that passes all understanding that He promises us, so that when things are hard and things don't make sense, that we are not just taken over by our emotions and taken over by a negative, thinking pattern. You can walk through your hard times. You can have peace. You can feel the presence of God. You can rest and you can have joy. And so if you are struggling with disappointment, and you listen to this podcast, you're like, yes, I am disappointed in God and I'm struggling with, you know, how I'm feeling and what I'm thinking. Can I invite you to come and apply for a peace-filled mind coaching session? Because inside my coaching, this is what I do, right? I talked before in this podcast about how I had to look at my thoughts and look at my emotions and actually deal with them and change them. And this is what I help my clients do with my Peaceful Mind Map, my coaching tool, is that we look at your emotions, we look at your thoughts, and I show you how you can take those things along with the Word of God, right? And begin to change them. You can choose to feel something different. You can choose to think something different. And by developing the discipline and the habit of doing that regularly, of renewing your mind regularly, you find so much peace. So if that is something that you think would help be helpful for you, if you want my support in that, I would love to work with you. Hop on over to latoyaedwards.net/coaching and get in your application. I hope you were blessed and encouraged by today's episode. I pray it inspires you to draw closer to God. If so, would you stop and share this episode with someone that you know that's feeling weary right now? It would also be a huge blessing to me if you could leave a 5-star rating and review in your podcast player. This will help women just like you find the show. Thank you so much for joining me today. And remember, sometimes life just plain sucks, but God is always there with you. Rest in that truth and find hope for your weary soul.